am Yona Stamatis, host of the WUIS Special Arts Broadcast of the Illinois Symphony Orchestra. I am delighted to welcome to the studio today Maestro Andrew Sewell, the second of four candidates for the position of Music Director of the Illinois Symphony Orchestra. Welcome, Maestro.
Thank you.
Maestro Sewell is joining us just in time for our beloved annual holiday tradition. That is the Holiday Pops in the Heartland Concert, an extraordinary community collaboration and concert for children of all ages. The concert will take place on Saturday, November 19th at 7:30 p.m. in the Sangamon Auditorium here on the campus of the University of Illinois, Springfield. Welcome to Springfield. You've come to us from Wisconsin, mm-hmm. I understand. Mm-hmm. Would you share with us some of your current musical engagements?
Well, thank you. Yes. Well, I'm living in Madison, Wisconsin, and I've been there for the last 17 years. I'm the music director of the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra. And for 10 of those years, I was also music director of the Wichita Symphony from 2000 to 2010. So I used to commute down to Wichita. Prior to that, I spent 5 years in Toledo, Ohio, as a resident conductor of the Toledo Symphony and was music director of the Mansfield Symphony in Ohio. And and other than that, I came to the U.S. in 1988 to go to school at University of Michigan and have a master's degree in conducting. So I've always been in the Midwest, actually, for the last 27 years. I spent 1 year in Memphis, Tennessee, and that was my first job as assistant conductor prior to going to Toledo.
And I understand you play a number of instruments. How did you come to conducting?
That's a good question. I was a young person, second youngest of seven children in a rural town in New Zealand, which is in the news at the moment because of a certain earthquake that happened a couple of days ago. However, just enjoyed playing the piano. Music was always my thing. So I quickly got involved in youth orchestras and playing every instrument I could get my hands on. So that's how I came to play many different instruments. And very shortly after that, got interested in conducting at the age of 14. And that really was my trajectory to what I wanted to do. When I left high school, I studied the violin in college so that I could get into an orchestra, so that I could get into conducting. And following my undergraduate, I got into a professional orchestra, the Auckland Philharmonia. Was there for 4 years, and then I got into the University of Michigan, and that's how I came. Mm-hmm. I came here in 1988, and we've been here ever since, my wife and I. She's a violinist as well.
How do you approach a week such as this one, which perhaps is a bit of a challenge? You have just a few days to put together quite a large concert, and with a brand new orchestra.
That's true, and this is one of those things that it's a baptism of fire, so to speak, and that's where, having had experience in the ranks as an assistant and an associate conductor, you get thrown into those sorts of situations a lot, and it's all part of the process, part of the job, being well organized and being able to organize rehearsals well and efficiently, and as a professional musician as well, I mean, you want to make sure that your time is precious, and so actually, combining amateur groups such as high school groups and ballet companies as with a professional, that is the challenging part. And so working with Trevor, we've had a really good communication all through since the spring, actually, just knowing the circumstances of this rather mammoth concert. I love it. I love the title, Heartland Pops. Even choosing the repertoire, because this is so close to Thanksgiving, it has to have a somewhat of an Americana feel, as well as you know, the holidays we're celebrating. So, for all of those reasons, it'll be a fun go, so to speak. It'll be a lot of work on Friday and Saturday, just getting things organized. But in the end, it'll work well.
Tell us a bit about this program. As you say, it's a mammoth concert, mm-hmm. Joining so many different kinds of arts groups, dance groups, music groups, and also such a broad array of holiday and Americana repertoire. What do you have in store for us?
Well, what I should really describe is, I shouldn't say it's a mammoth concert, it's a celebration. It's a concert of celebration, actually, celebrating the jewels that we have in the two communities of Springfield and in Bloomington. And just that opportunity to work with the youth symphony orchestras in a side-by-side capacity, that's tremendously inspiring. As a young person, that's what got me into music in my high school years. And sitting next to a professional, it leaves a very deep impression on young people. It also is providing or establishing habits for our future audiences by involving young people. For many of the young singers that are in these high school choirs, they've never sang with a chor- with an orchestra before. And so that experience alone is going to be quite incredible for them, I hope. And we're combining three choirs together. So again, they're going to be meeting students from other areas. So it's very much a community event. And then to mention the three dance groups that we're working with, the Sangamon Springfield Ballet, I should say, the Twin Cities Ballet, and then the Springfield Youth Group Ballet. Well, it's a youth dance group, actually, youth performance group. And so each have their own repertoire. For example, for the ballet companies, of course, we're doing excerpts from the Nutcracker, which is would seem obvious in some ways at this time of year. And, of course, finally, we've got a soloist, Sarah Lawrence, from Duluth Superior, who's singing a wonderful piece called The 12 Gifts of Christmas, and it's a spoof on the 12 Days of Christmas, you know, the partridge in a pear tree music, but it's all set to some rather nifty lyrics, and I think it'll have the audience chuckling a little bit. So she's very good.
Tell us a bit about some of the Americana you've got for us on the program.
Yes, well, the Cowboy Breakdown by Collins, he was a rather forgotten composer that was in the Chicago area, lived in the latter part of the 19th century and passed away in the mid-20th century. He's actually written a great body of music, which Maren Allsop has recorded with the Scottish National. It's a whole volume. And one of the producers of those records lived in Madison, and he sort of put me onto him. So we performed this Cowboy Breakdown. It's a 3-minute piece, and it's perfect for kind of like a rodeo type of thing, you know, like in Aaron Copland. So it would be perfect for the youth performance group to perform with something unknown and something which will, you know, perhaps inspire the audience. We're also doing a piece by Stella Sung, written in 2007, called The Rockwell Reflections. It's a 5-movement work that was written in honor of the Norman Rockwell touring art piece in the art museum, and this is one of his paintings called The Peace Corps, and it's got it features John F. Kennedy and three faces of the Peace Corps. It's a rather iconic piece, and that the work that she wrote is almost symbolic, and it's got a very Copland-esque feel to it. So that's a part of the Americana, and then we've got some holiday music as well, some Hanukkah Festival by Richmond. We've got the Nutcracker, as I said, and some songs celebrating the Christmas spirit.
And you've also got a bit of humor worked in here, especially with the Gershwin.
Oh, that's right. We kick off with Strike Up the Band. And I didn't mention a piece, the Festival Overture on the American National Air. That is actually a piece by Dudley Buck written in 1888. It was a celebration of the Star-Spangled Banner. And so it's written in the style of perhaps Tchaikovsky, a little bit of bombast, but it ends with a stirring rendition of the national anthem. So I think that's a good way to end the first half.
Wonderful. This is something I've always wondered. How does the experience of conducting an orchestra change when you're working with also dancers and singers? Is it a different animal altogether?
No, I don't think so. You have to understand the nature of the beast, so to speak, in terms of the voice and how to speak to a choir. And, of course, they work with their own choir directors. And everything that I'm saying is simply endorsing what they say. But, you know, it's like your uncle telling you you should have better table manners or something, you know. He says it and it means something, you know, and your mum and dad have been saying it all of these times. So, no, and, of course, ballet is always fun. I always think it's funny. If you've got a short ballerina, things will go faster because she doesn't jump as high, you know.
Right.
And so you've
right.
got to – it's not quite like that. But having done the Nutcracker many times, it's a great piece that many in the audience and children will love. And it gets people sometimes their very first introduction to classical music. So for all the best of reasons, we're doing it.
Wonderful. And this is certainly a concert open to children of all ages.
Absolutely. Yes. It's a family concert. Absolutely. Bring the babies as well. I don't mind screaming children. I mean, maybe others might, but I don't.
Well, you heard it from the maestro himself. Bring your screaming children to the concert on Saturday, November 19th at 7:30 p.m. This is the Holiday Pops in the Heartland Concert with the Illinois Symphony Orchestra, taking place in Sangamon Auditorium here on the campus of the University of Illinois, Springfield. Visit ilsymphony.org or call the box office of the Sangamon Auditorium to reserve your ticket for this holiday concert, featuring the Illinois Symphony Orchestra in collaboration with a number of local arts groups, including the Bloomington Normal Youth Symphony, Rochester High School Madrigals, Sangamon Valley Youth Symphony, Springfield Ballet Company, the Springfield High School Concert Choir, and so on. Sarah Lawrence is the soprano soloist. I'm Yona Stamatis. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you at the concert.